that's why it's called the topic of an introduction to Limud Kodshim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole essay encouraging everyone to learn Seder Kodshim, which he published in the beginning of the Sefer Hasifa Zekenim. He published the Likut of Achreinim on Seder Kodshim. And he quotes, first he quotes from the Sefer Hasidim, just like there's a special inyan to bury a mace mitzvah that no one is taken care of, so too there's a special inyan to learn those mesichtas that are being neglected. The Sefer Hasidim singles out the Seder Kodshim and Perigel and the Galchen. Years ago, Rav Soloveitchik would learn Perigel and the Galchen in the yeshiva, so some of the Rabbanim were upset. They pointed out that the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas that the minhag is that you don't learn Eilam Gachal. So he said it's a Meis Mitzvah, and he quoted this Sefer Hasid. Then the Chafetz Chaim also quotes a Rashi in the end of Bava Metziah, towards the very end of Bava Metziah, that we only have Talmud Bavli on those Mesichtas that are Negei Halacha L'Maisa. We have on Brochas, we have on Moed, and Noshim, and Azikin. They didn't write any Talmud Bavli on Zroim or on Taras because it's not Halacha L'Maisa, but on Kodshim they did write, because that is Halacha L'Maisa, because the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, Zos Taras HaChatos, Zos Taras HaOshem, whoever learns Taras HaChatos is considered Ma'al HaKasa Kila Hikrit. It's considered as if he had brought those karbonos. So the Rashi seems to imply that this, that's how the Chafetz Chaim points out, this idea only applies to karbonos. You don't say that if a person is in prison and he doesn't have any matzah mara, he doesn't have a pair of tefillin, let him learn hilchas tefillin, it'll be considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Some achrayim say like that. So the Chafetz Chaim says not so, and he quotes the Rishayim. He quotes this Rashi in the end of Bava Metziah, that this idea, kol ha'isik b'hilchas karbonis ma'alav al-kal sekila yikribam, is only, it's a unique haftacha that only applies to Seder Kodshim. We know that the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam are slightly different in the area of Kodshim. The Gemara says in Zvachim, the beginning of Perek, anybody have Zvachim? Beginning of Zel Mekayman. So the Gemara has a whole suya that goes on for 2-3 Dafim Gemara, that the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam are different, that Ein Lemeidim Lamid Men Alamid. If you learn that a din from Parsha A to Parsha B, you cannot extend that to learn from Parsha B to Parsha C. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, Lemeidim Lamid Men Alamid, you can extend the din, even though you learned, even though it doesn't say it in B, it's learned out from A, you can extend it. And by Kodshim, there are rules and regulations, when yes and when no, sometimes no. So you see already that the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam are different in the area of Kodshim. Likewise, Taisvus and many Rishonim and Achrenim are of the opinion that the need for Shin Olav HaKosav Liyakev, that if you have a Pasuk in the area of Kodshim, we assume that the din is only Lachatchil unless the Pasuk is repeated a second time. So this only applies to Kodshim, doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this in Asur Deraisa. He has a series of many, many kashes, and he tries to farem for all the kashes. The Chazon Ish holds the whole thing is a mistake. Adonish disagrees with the Taisvus and all of these Rishayim. He thinks that the Klal of Shina L'Akasal V'Akva applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Whenever you have a mitzvah, Taisvus writes in the end of Nidah that in Isurim it doesn't make sense to have a L'Chatchilim B'Di'Evid. If it's Mutah B'Di'Evid, it's Mutah L'Chatchilim. If you have a L'Chatchilim B'Di'Evid, that must be Midirabonim. L'Chatchilim, the get should have been written like this, and B'Di'Evid, the get is kosher without that. L'Chatchilim shouldn't have cooked in the Klisheinu Ben Yomam, B'Di'Evid, it's kosher. This obviously is only a din derabbanan. The only time you have lachatchila b'di'evid is in a mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shlei Musa should have been done like this. And b'di'evid, if you do the mitzvah missing some of the details, you're yotzei in the mitzvah shalom b'shlei Musa. Means that you'll get blessed levyosim, you get blessed char in adam habo. So Tosfos says like that the concept of lachatchila b'di'evid exists on the level of the derisa in the area of mitzvahs. So the Chazon Ish and several other recent achrayim write that's what Shin Olav HaKosav Liyakev is all about. He says it applies not only in Kodshim, it applies to all mitzvahs. Whenever you have a din in the Chumash, so we assume, and regarding a mitzvah, we assume it's only Lachatchila, not Miyakev B'Di'ev. Sometimes even in Kodshim, you don't need Shin Olav HaKosav Liyakev. Let's say you need a pasuk to repeat that you have to have all four parshiyos of Tefillin and Ma'akva Zuazu. That's the Etzah mitzvah itself. The only time you can say that it's only Lachatchila, it's not Miyakev B'Di'ev, is let's say by Chalitza. The mitzvah chalitza b'shleimusa, that you have to have the rikike and you have to have the kriyas of sukkim in addition. But so that's a machlekes, whether the kriyas apsukim is likuva and whether the rikika is likuva. We pass them not likuva. But the chalitza itself, of course, is likuva. If you're not going to do the chalitza, is the chika chosman sefer. Of course, the chalitza is likuva. So the Chazon Ish claims the same is true regarding kachim. You don't require shina lavakas ol yakiv to every single detail of kachim. Some things that are so crucial and essential to the mitzvah, to the korban, of course they're likuva. By the additional things, that's when you need shina lavakas ol yakiv, and it's the same in kalatar kula. It's not unique dafke to kachim. But akal panim, even if you should assume like the Chazon Ish also agrees that the limud of kachim has different rules and regulations. It's a separate section in Torah Shebal Peh, because you see that in the Meidim Lomim and Alomim by Kachim. The Gemara has a klal in Brachas and Avchof in the Sugi of Kavar Abriya. So the Gemara says Isurim Imamoin Eloy Alfinam. So you see that the two different areas on Halacha, the Zis of the Het and the Zdini Mamines. And the Gemara has in Yevamis in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. The Gemara says, "Isem itum aloy afina." By Bayis Amenuga, by Kitay Semech Dushira, they are the sugya. The Gemara says, "Isem itum aloy afina." So, if you put together the two Gemaras, it would appear that you have three different areas of halacha, and each area has a whole system, and everything has to fit into a pattern. You have dinim amenis, you have isa behed, and you have tuma v'tara. That's, I think, both from the Vilna Gaon. Now, there is Aliyah on Chumash that it says in Dvarim. So the Talmidim of the Gra quote B'Shem Agra, "Kan kill haTorah kol gimel chelke haTorah." You have bein dam le dam means isa beheta, whether the woman is tahor le baila or tmei le baila, asur le baila. Bein din le din is isa beheta. Bein nega le nega is tum le tara. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying these are three different areas of halacha. So that's why we have a separate. You have a separate Seder Taras and I have a separate Seder Nezikin, because the Imamun is a separate section of Torah, and Tumah V'Tara is a separate section of Torah, and Kachim is a separate section, because the rules and regulations are slightly different. Ein lemeidim lomim and alomim, possibly according to Tesis, Shina Vakos Uliakiv. You have another two areas of Halacha that are really separate. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, whenever you're darshaning psukim with respect to Isuri Hanoah b'Avodah Zarah, and you have a toss up whether to darshan l'kula l'chumra, so the Gemara says you should always darshan l'chumra, even if it's not so mistaber. More mistaber is to darshan l'kula. The Gemara says, because it says shakitz shaktsenu, the saif the savena kecherimhu, so that pasuk teaches you that the mira shatar and dereshes behem are slightly different in the area of Avodah Zarah, should always go l'chumra. Then there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says the same lekula benegia to dini nefashos. The pasuk says v'hitzilahu eidah. So the pasuk implies that you should always bend over backwards to darshan the psukim lekula. If you have a toss up, how to darshan the psukim benegia to dini nefashos? even though the svara is noita to say that he is chayv misa, you should bend over backwards a little bit and go lekula and say v'hitzilahu eidah. So there should have really been shisha sidre mishnah. We should have really had Shisha Sidre Mishnah, the six different areas of Halacha. We should have had Kachim is one area, Yisikin is one area, Taras is one area, Din and Nefasha should have been one area, and Avodah Zarah should have been another area, and then all of Issa Vehetar should have been the other area. That's not exactly the way Rabbeinu HaKadosh made it, so that's a question why. Okay, but in Halacha there are six different areas of darshaning Halacha. When you get to Karbonis, when you get to Hegdish, the sugyas discuss two different types of kachim. There's kachim mizbeach and there's kachim berek abayis. Within kachim mizbeach, there are two different types. People make a mistake. There's kedushas damim lamizbeach and there's kedushas aguf lamizbeach. They're two different things. People think that kachim mizbeach is kedushas aguf and kedushas berek abayis is kedushas damim. That's not true. Within kachim mizbeach, if I set aside $300 to buy a korban, that's called Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. If I set aside the carbon, that's called Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. The difference between Kedushas Damim Lamizbech and Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech is whether it has pidyon. If it has Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, then ain't no pidyon unless it gets a mum kavua. Mum kavua is only a din of behemoth, but oifus, there's no din of mum kavua. Thomas v'zachas behemoth, vein Thomas v'zachas oifus. So even if the oif gets a mechusar aver and you can't be makir on the mizbeach, so the Rishonim say, but that's not a din of mum. So it has no pidyon. The Gemara says, "Me'ila ain't pidyon la'oif." Because by oifus there's no din of balum, and the only time you can be paid a kedusha guf la mizbeach is if it has a mum kavua. When one the Mishnah say in the end of Menachos, there's a parak that starts on Menachos van Sochim. So the Mishnah says a contrast between a korban behema and a korban oif. Someone sets aside a korban behema to be a chatos, an oshem, an oil, a shlamim, a korban pesach, whatever it happens to be. So when he declares the kedushas peh, it right away gets a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. When you set aside wine or you set aside Menachos, so the Mishnah says it only gets a kedushas domim lamizbeach. It still has the possibility of tidyon until you put it into a kli shoris. A Menachos van Sochim, mishikitshu bikli. Up until the time they put it into a kli shoris, it doesn't yet have kedushas haguf lamizbeach. The Gemara has a lashon. And towards the end of Menachos, Daf Ayin Ches, the Gemara has a lashon. When you shech the korban, the sakan is mekadosh. Tosfos has a whole machlokes. How can the sakan be mekadosh when you shech? Does that imply that the sakan has to be a klisharis? If the sakan is not a klisharis, how can it be mekadosh? So Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Perek Ezel Mekoyman, has the machlokes, the Bali of Tosfos. Whenever you shech korbanos, is it necessary that the sakan should be klisharis or not? So one of the Balei Tos brings a rife in the first Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyma. It says, "Kachu kach mishchitasam atzofan v'kibol domen b'klisharis batzofan." Why doesn't say shchitasam b'klisharis batzofan? Just like it says kibol domen b'klisharis batzofan. So the implication is pretty clear that shchitasam is not b'klisharis. The shchita is good even if it's a klichol. Amachlekes harishonim. Amachlekes harishonim. There's even a third shita, the Rambam shita, l'chatchila should be a klisharis, but the Eved shita is kosher without a klisharis. So the question is, if the sakin that you shech the korbanos with doesn't have to be a klisharis, so what does the Lashon HaGemara mean that sakin is mekadosh? How can the sakin be mekadosh if the sakin itself is not a klisharis? So the Makevus HaMishnah explains, Menachem Zemek quotes this Makevus HaMishnah in the Betzoras Chaim. He has a whole contrast in the end about the Nes Chanukah. So he quotes this Makevus HaMishnah, that the sakan mekadosh doesn't mean that the sakan has klishos kedusha to it. The sakan is a klichol, but the shchita is the first avoida. So the avoida rishona that you do on the korban endows the korban with an additional level of kedusha. What do you mean additional level of kedusha? When you made the kedushas peh, when you designated the peh, it said hareza la'oila, hareza la'chatos, hareza la'shlam, it already has a kedusha guf lamizbeach. So what do you mean that the sakan endows it, the avoida rishona endows it with even a deeper, a higher level of kedusha? So you have to invent a new term. So that's what Rambam Nachman Zemba says. Mistomi, you have to say like this, it has a kedusha guf lamizbeach. Once you do the avoida rishona, then it gets a kedushas korban. That's more. Kedusha guf lamizbeach is one level, and after you started the avoida rishona, then it gets a kedushas korban. L'may nafka mina. So the Gemara has a machlokes and Yuma and many other mesichtes. There is a din of dichoy by korbanos. If you had a korban that was kosher, and then for a while you were unable to be makariv the korban because nifkam hamizbeach or some kind of a psul in the animal, something came up, and then later on the reason why you're unable to be makariv it goes away. Let's say the behemoth develops a mumayver, so you can't be makariv it when it has a mumayver. Then it gets better. Now you are able to be makariv it. So the pasuk says by mumayver, when the mum goes away, then you can be makariv it. And the mashmas of the pasuk is that only by mum and any other psul the din would not be. So Tosfos Yishonim writes in Yuma that pasuk is the marker for the institution of dichoy. The Gemara has the sugya of dichoy all over. If a carbon was nifsal and then a chazav the huchshar, so there's a din of psul of dichoy even after the sibas hapsul goes away, he still can't be marker of the carbon. Where is the source in the chumash? So the Tosfos Yishonim Yuma writes that the source is from that pasuk. That the mashmas is only by mumayver, by other psulim not. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, and we pass in la locha that balechai made him nidochim. What does it mean that mumayver is the exception to the rule? Mum is the exception to the rule. So we pass in no, not mum, because the mumayver is on a live animal. Balechaim einam nidochim, even if it's a different psul. Balechaim never, there's no psul of dichoy on balechaim. What's the biur hadovar? So that's what the achrayim interpret. Let's say I have behemas chulin. We have millions of animals all over the world. And it's nifgam hamizbeach. And you can't be makar of any korbanos. Then they fix the mizbeach. So would anybody in his right mind say all the animals in the world are puzzled because it was impossible to be makar of them at the time that there was no mizbeach or the day that it was nifgam hamizbeach? So the answer is no, the psula b'dichle doesn't apply to behemas chulin. It only applies to behemas kachim. If the animal has kedushas carbon on it, then there's a psula b'dichle. So that's the machlokes satanoim, whether yesh dichle b'balei chayim or ein dichle b'balei chayim. Live animals, misha hukdushu, have a kedushas aguf la mizbeach, but it's zaken that's nekadosh before the avodah rishon of shechita. It doesn't yet have that additional level of kedushas carbon to it. So that's the machlokes, whether yesh dichle b'balei chayim, we paskin ein dichle b'balei chayim. Why? It's considered chulin. It doesn't yet have sufficient level of kedusha that the psul of dichle should be able to be chal on it. That's why some gedolim made a suggestion. There's such a ritva in the first parak in Kiddushin, when the sugya in the first parak Kiddushin talks about dichle b'balei chayim. So there's a funny lashon in the ritva. So it sounds as if he means to say that if you have a mincha, mincha is not a live animal. Mincha is a bowl of flour. If you have a mincha before kmitzah, mincha kodim shehukdash b'kli only has kedushas damim la mizbech, does not kedushas aguf. Mishikitshu b'kli hamenachas van sochim have kedushas aguf la mizbech. So it's the same as balei chayim. It doesn't yet have the kedushas korban until avodah rishona. The Gemara in the Saita quotes a Tosefta that just like the radalat avodas adam by all the korbanos, the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, so there's a parallel to a mincha. You have also the four dalat avodas adam. You have the kmitza is parallel to the shechita because kmitza you mevarach chelak avoya. That's how Rashi says you take out the kaimets, and the idea behind shechita is not that you kill the animal, but rather you mevarach chelak avoya. You separate the dam that's going to be nizrak on the mizbech from the rest of the animal. So you have kmitza is parallel to the shechita. Then you have kiddush hakaimets. After you take the kmitza out, so you have to have shechita kabbalah. You have to be mekabel adam and a kli. So there you have to take the kaimets in your hand, in your right hand, and throw it into a klisharis. Then you have haylocha, and then you have parallel to the zrika, the fourth avodas adam. So you have the parallel is the haktoras hakoymets. So that's what some gedolim made a suggestion. Just like we paskin balechaim einam didochim, because before the avodah rishona, before the first avodah of shechita, the carbon only has a kedushas aguf, la mizbech doesn't yet have a kedushas carbon. So there's room to argue the point and say that the mincha before the kmitza is also only has kedushas aguf, la mizbech doesn't yet have the kedushas carbon on it. So it should also be considered like chulin vis-a-vis the psul of dichoy. Dichoy is only chal if the thing has that higher level of kedushas carbon already after the avodah rishon. Within kachem mizbech, we know there are different types of carbonas. There's a carbon yochid and there's a carbon sibur. The din is that karbonis tibur, the tamidim and masafim have to be karbonis tibur, have to be funded by the machtzis ha-shekel money. The Mishnah is quote that during the period of the Bayi Sheni, the Rabbanim had a lot of trouble from the apikursim, from the tzedukim. So one of the issues, the Gemara doesn't list all of the issues. I think all of Shas, they only list about 16 disputes. There were many more than 16. One of the 16 that's listed is this, that the tzedukim are of the opinion that you can get a wealthy balabas, donate $5 million and cover all the karbanas at Tziva for the year, or hang up a plaque in the Beis HaMikdash. All the karbanas this year are taken care of by Mr. and Mrs. Pliny, and that's okay, just like you have in Korban Yochid. Someone could be magdish at Korban, amanashi is kapa bochaveira. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that such a thing exists. So it's Dukkim are of the opinion that you can do the same with respect to karbanas Tziva. A Yochid will donate all the money, it'll be magdish all the karbanas. And that's against the halacha. The tradition has it that it's not called a korban sibur unless it's paid for by the machzis ha-shekel money. The Gemara has other differences between korban yochid and korban sibur. Quite a few other differences, but the Mishnah says in Tmura, in the second parak in Tmura, that these differences don't really depend so much, difference that we'll soon talk about, don't really depend so much whether it's a korban yochid versus a korban sibur, who the bala korban is. It really depends whether it's a carbon shezmanu kavua versus a carbon shezmanu kavua. Rubin, 99% of the carbonus tibur is manu kavua, minimum of suffering. Once in a yovel, you have a carbon tibur that's shezmanu kavua, let's say a parhelim doshal tibur. There's a carbon tibur, but it doesn't have to be brought today. It can be brought tomorrow, it can be brought next week. It's not a carbon shezmanu kavua. And rubin of probably 90% of karbanas yachid are ein zmanim kavua. A guy's chayv achatas and oil or shlomim, whatever, it's ein zmanim kavua. every so often you have a carbon yochad that is hazmana, that is hazmana kavua, chabit the kohen gadol. It's a carbon that the kohen gadol brings every day, and it is mana kavua. He has to bring it half in the morning, half in the evening. That is mana kavua. Or the parashal kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is absolutely mana kavua. It's a carbon yochid. He pays for it from his own money. He's the bala carbon. He gets the kapara. And it is mana kavua. So the Mishnah is called this carbon yochid versus carbon sibur. But the Mishnah says that the expression is not really beduyak. It doesn't really depend on carbon yochid versus carbon sibur. It depends if it's a carbon shein zmano kavua, it has one din. Carbon shein zmano kavua has a different din. So what is the difference? So the difference is a carbon shein zmano kavua is derech Shabbos. Ein zmano kavua is not derech Shabbos. Carbon shein zmano kavua is derech tuma. If you have to be makriv it today, and if not over yom a bottle of carbonoi, then the din is that it's derech tuma. And also the Gemara has a din. Choyveis shezmanam kavua akorev benoy vegivon an abam gedolim an abam ktana bezman het abama is that the din was you can only bring the darim and the davis, you can't bring any choyves, but a choyve you can bring an abam asibur. So the Gemara says an abam asibur noy vegivon you can only bring choyve shezmanam kavua you cannot bring. There's the famous Kasha the Pnei Yeshua discusses, many other Achrayim discuss regarding Chanukah. Why was it necessary to have the whole Nes Chanukah? Hadlokas HaMenorah is like a korban shezmano kavua. You have to be madlik the menorah every single day. So since it has the din like a korban sibur, it means it's a zmano kavua. So the din is that it's doicha tuma. If you don't bring it today, if you don't madlik the menorah today, so you're not yotzei. So why was it necessary for Rabban Shalom to stand on his head and to be Mashana Sidri Bereshis. And to make a miracle, the whole miracle was Shalom Letzarech. Malona kola tircha zos. If the din is that the Karmish is mana kavua, is Deichetum. So different answers are given. So there's a popular suggestion that's given in a lot of Achrayim. Some of the Rishayim allude to it, but it's really in Achrayim they developed the idea. And they say there's a difference between continuing Hadlokah Samadar, if you already have a Menorah that's functioning, and then one day you don't have any Shemen Tor, or the Kohen who's going to, or the Kohanim Atomei. So then the din is that the Hadlokas HaMenorah is Dechatuma, because it's a Zman HaKavua. You have a Menorah that's functioning, and you have to be Madlik the Menorah. If you won't be Madlik today, you won't be Yotzeh. But if you don't yet have a Menorah, the Chashmonoi made a brand new Menorah. The Gemara said, how to make a new Mizbeach, and how to make a new Menorah. So when you make a new Menorah, so how are you Mekadish the Menorah? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mishichasa Mekad Shasa. Moshe Rabbeinu did Mishicha, and that gave it the full Kedusha of the Kli Shoris. The Kami Yelach, after that generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avodasa Mechad Chasa. Before you do the Avodah Rishayna, so it doesn't yet have a full din of Menorah. So the Chashmonoi made their own Menorah, but the Menorah didn't have the full Kedusha's Menorah until they did the first Hadlokah. So when you have a Menorah, then you have to be Madlak the Menorah. Then it says Mana Kavua. If you don't yet have a menorah that has a full kedushas menorah, so it's not zmano kavua. You can make the menorah tomorrow. You can be mekadosh the menorah next week. It's a brentnish. It's reason magdim la mitzvahs to do it now, but it's not called zmano kavua. They don't mean to say it's a difference between the first hadlok and the rest of the hadlok. No, they say the first hadlok, abedosa mechan chasoi. That's what gives it the full status of a menorah. There's no mitzvah to do hadlok as a menorah if you don't have a menorah. The mitzvah is only when you have a menorah, then you mechuyev to do adlok. So that's al pi pashta, is what they wanted to say. That kol zman you don't have the menorah, then it's not zmano kavua. The hadlok is not yet zmano kavua. And in the opening Mishnah in Zvochim, the Mishnah talks about a person who has machsheves, shinui bailema, shinui kodesh, or shinui. These two, he knows that Shimon brought the carbon, and he says, you're not righteous enough, you don't deserve to have a carbon offered for you. I'm going to offer the carbon on behalf of your father. Your father's a tzaddik. Or the guy brings a carbon oiler to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, what carbon oiler? You're such a sinner. I'm going to bring this as a carbon chatos. Tomorrow you'll bring a carbon oiler. You don't deserve to bring a carbon oiler today. So that's a shinu kodesh or a shinu bail. So Taisvis in every other Mesichta has a discussion when the Mishnayos talk about Machshev Shinu Kodesh, or Machshev Shinu Bailim, or Machshev Pigul, or Machshev Chutz L'Mkomo, which is not exactly Pigul, but similar to Pigul. When you talk about machshove, that's going to pasul legamri, pasul b'miktas, and it's based on the psukim lo yechoshev. So it talks about machshove. Does machshove mean thinking, or does machshove mean dibur? This is a machlekes in the Rishonim. The Chavetz Chaim calls machlekes Rashi, and the Rambam, all the Rishonim are involved over here. Many Rishonim take a stand on this. The Rosh, on the first page in Hilchos Sefer Torah, discusses when you write a get l'shmo, does the sefer have to say, I really cause the get l'shmo l'shem gerishin, or is it sufficient that he has in mind? Or when you write, he's talking about writing a Sefer Torah, the first page in Hilchos Sefer Torah. In the end of Menachos, when you write a Sefer Torah l'shmo, when you write tefillin l'shmo, do you have to have amira that I'm doing this l'shmo, or is machshava sufficient? So the Rosh says, Mistama depends on this machlekes of Rishonim, whether machshava by pigul, machshava shalom l'shmo, machshava shinui baile, machshava kodesh, all of these machshavas, whether it means dibur or machshava is sufficient. So Mistama would be the same over here. It's interesting, there is a Gemara in Zvachim and Avchav Tesam Beis, where the Gemara says, what if the kohen is doing an avoida, and he has a machshava which passels the carbon? So the Gemara says he's in violation of the law. Lo yechoshev, pigulhu lo yirotz. It says lo yechoshev. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroim, whether you get malchus or not. So the Gemara says, how can you give malchus? It's the chalav shem amaisa, lav shem amaisa, ain't loikim alav. So the Chavetz Chaim published an imitation riff on kochim. We only have the riff. Hilchas Arif on the Mesichus that in the Gehel Halacha. So the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Likutei Halachas, because the Rif is called Hilchas Arif. So this is called Likutei Halachas. You shouldn't think that it's really the Rif. And he has the Zevach Toira on the bottom of the page. Every so often he has a very interesting insight. So he, in the end of the volume on Zvachim, he quotes a Shtikel Torah from his son, who died at a young age, on this Gemara. So he's bothered with the kasha. Why does the Gemara consider this aver lo yechoshev a lav shem b'maisa? And the maskana is lav shem b'maisa ain't loikim olav. Why is it different from pigul? Why is it different from tmura? So the Gemara says in the first parak in tmura, there's a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes amaroim, where the lav shem b'maisa gets malchus anat, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish, lav shem b'maisa ain't loikim olav, with the exception of nishba meim mekal chaver b'shem. Rabbi Yochanan says a comment, Loit Amale Rabbi Yochanan Tana, the one who is reciting the Brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that's called the Tana. He didn't live in the days of the Tana, but he was an Amora who was reciting a Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan tells the Tana, Loit Tisni Meimer, you should leave out from the Brisa Tamura. Tamura is always a lav sheesh ba Maisa. Why? Because Bidiburai is Sabbath Maisa. Since when you make Tamura, even though Tamura is Ayide Dibur, so it should have been considered a lav sheema Maisa, it should have been named Loikim Olov. But since I daily amira of harezu tachazu, the tamura is chal, it's nitvas, so since it brings about a halois, that itself is called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. That becomes a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So the same should be true, that's what the Rishonim ask. The same should be true regarding pigul, or machsheva shelo deshma. Something is going to be chal, either it's going to be posel legamri, a posel b'miktsas, like olah lebayil m'shem chayva. So since it leaves an effect, so why not say b'dibur is sabit maisa, so it should be considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Why does the Gemara come to the conclusion in Zvachim Dav Chav Tes and Mebeis that one who violates Lo Yechoshim is labeled as a Lav Shein Lo Mais? That's the Kasha. The Shittim Kavetz is the Kasha. So the son of the Chavetz Chaim suggested a Chilik. You have to decide whether the Chilik is a valid Chilik or not. He claims that by Tmure, the Halacha requires Dibur. But by Machsheves, Psul, Lo Yechoshim, their Machshav is enough. So Bamed Vamaburim, when does Rabbi Yechanan say the dibur is sabed maisa? If you need dibur and the dibur brings about a halais, so then it's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa because of the halais. But if you can violate here the lo yechashiv lo, if one should accept the opinion of the Rishonim that the psulei pigul and shalom l'shma and shina b'alim, everything is chal b'machshav alone, you don't even need any dibur, you won't get any malchus unless you do dibur. How the Edom going to know that what he's thinking? So obviously he's going to have to say to the Edom what he has in mind, and they have to warn him, and he says, no, I'm going to have this in mind anyway. So since over here machshav is a lav, so you can't say that because it's going to bring about a halois, that's going to be considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. If you violate the averai, the dibur, and then it makes about a halois, that's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But if you violate mamash alidei machshav, there's mamash a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So even though it's going to bring about a halois, he doesn't think that that's considered a yesh bo maisa. So the Chafetz Chaim's son thinks that from this Gemara is a raya, based on his Shtikot Torah, he thinks from this Gemara is a raya that all of the psulim of Pigol, and Machsheva Shalom Lishmo, Machsheva Shinibalim, everything is Chal b'machshav, no need for Dibur. He has a raya machrachas from this Gemara. Machlekes HaRishayim, he wants to be poshet from this Gemara is a raya. On the other hand, there is a Gemara M'sochim on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about this Gemara was made famous by the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav has a whole chiddush that when you say, when you shech the korban, we assume stam lishman, when you do all the avodah stam lishman. So he has a whole shtikot Torah that this stam lishman is not a psychological umdine that we assess that that's what he probably has in mind. That is certainly true. The Chayodim talks about this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim. Let's say there is a dispute in the Tanoim and Machlekes Halacha Lamais and Shulchan Aruch whether mitzvah sichas kavan and mitzvah sein sichas kavan. Let's say a person goes to shul in the morning, puts on talis and tefillin, he davens and he's half asleep. As we notice once in a while, people in shul, they're not paying so much attention. So he didn't. Are you going to say that he's not yet in the mitzvah of talis and tefillin, kriyash and everything because mitzvah sichas kavan? The Chayodim says no, obviously. It's Muchach Me'elov. He went to shul and put on talis and tefillin. That's what he did. He said Kriyashma. So what do you want? That is Kavana. That's not good. That's not called the lack of Kavana. So of course one could have... The same is certainly true when you get to Karbanas. Stam Lishman. Person is shechting a carbon of Beis HaMikdash. They have Kohanim there and Big Dekun and everything. Of course it's Stam Lishman, psychological umdina. About the Stam Lishman. So the Brisker Rav says, no, it's more than that. Even if you have in mind the favor Shalom Lishman, only Shalom Lishman, we still say Stam Lishman. Stam Lishman is a din because this is a carbon. When the avoid is done to it, even if you have explicitly in mind Shalom Lishman, it's still called Stam Lishman. So the Brisker Rav writes this on his own. And then, I would have been embarrassed to write this. And then he says, and somebody showed me that it's a Beferish Gemara Pesachim. I would have not written that someone else showed me. I would have started a Gemara Pesachim. And it goes like this. He writes, he was Mechadishit. And then he says, Chacham Echad showed me it's a Beferish Gemara. That's the Gemara Pesachim Daf Samach Amud Aleph. So on that same daf, the Gemara discusses a person who's shechting a Korban Pesach, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. He has both kavanas. So le menuya v'shalo le menuya. Le ochlin v'shalo li ochlin. What if he has two kavanas? So the Gemara quotes Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you say Tfos Loshen Rishon, or af bigmar dvar avadim nitfas. When a person makes a long sentence, is there such a thing as does the halacha recognize such a thing as a semicolon? It's one long statement with a semicolon in the middle. I say no, the halacha doesn't recognize semicolons. He said two different sentences, and tfos loshen rishon gandik. Whatever he said first, that's the end of the sentence, and that's chal. It's relevant to ilchus and dorim. It's relevant in different areas of halacha. So the Rav Meir Arik has a sefer, have a haoris on Shas, that's called Tal Torah. In his Tal Torah, he just points out the whole discussion in the Gemara, M'soch and Dav Samach and Aleph, clearly is assuming that when you're making Pigul and Machsheves Psul, that you need Amira. If you don't need Amira, if everything is Chal B'Machsheves, so what's the whole discussion whether Tfos, Losh, and Mishon, Afaf, Begmar, Dvar, Vadim, Litvas? The whole topic is Diburim. Losh and Mishon, Begmar, Dvar, Vadim, Litvas. You see, Beferish and Gemara that you need Amira. See, he thinks from this Gemara is a raya machrachas that you do need amir. The Chafetz Chaim's son thought from the other Gemara is a raya machrachas that you dafke don't need amir. I thought on this Gemara in Psochim and Daf Samach, I thought it's not such a raya machrachas because there is an Or Sameach on the Rambam in Hilchas Shvuas. The Gemara in Perek Naira Hamorosa towards the end of Nedarim. Talks about the right of the husband to be made for the neder, or to be mekayim the neder. So the Gemara has all kinds of funny chakiris. In the end of the dorm, it's like a yeshivish peri. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if the husband says, kaim lichi mufa lichi, latechel hakamel kein chola hafora. He wants to make hakamel hakfora bevasachas. So the Gemara says, you can't do that, because kol sheinu bezachasa, afilo bevasachas. He would have first done Hakoma, so the Hafora with Michal. He would have first done Hafora, the Hakoma with Michal. So the Pashat, the Pshat, and the Gemara, then nothing is Chal. You're left with nothing. So there's a problematic Rambam there. The Ran on the Daf points out. The Rambam writes the Hakoma is Chal. So the Ran says he doesn't understand the Rambam. How can Hakoma be Chal? The Gemara said, Kol Sheinu Bezachasa, Filo Bevasachasena. They should cancel each other out. You should be left with nothing. So the Osamech writes that he used to have a Pshat, and then he backed out that it's not correct. He used to say pshat, true, they cancel each other out. There's no hakama, there's no hafara. There's no hakama, no hafara b'dibur. But b'machshava, the machshava is still there. So the Gemara says, hefer b'liboy ein amufar. Kiyin b'libo is a good hakama. When the wife took a netter, the husband makes hakama b'leiv is chal, and hafara b'leiv is not chal. So true, on the level of dibur, they cancel each other out because kol she'enim zecha zeh. But on the level of machshava, you're left with the hakama, and there's no hafara b'leiv to cancel it out. So that's what he used to say, bialduso. And then he writes that he backed out. He doesn't think that that's the correct shot in the Rambam, based on the Gemara Shvuas, he quotes. In Shvuas, Daf Chavav, on the base, the Gemara has a machlokes, what if a person takes a shvua b'leiv? Is the shvua chal or not? So that we paskin l'aloch is not chal, because the pasuk says in Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh kisishov alavati b'sfasai. If you don't pronounce the shvu with your lips, so nothing was chal. But there was one opinion in the Gemara, before they get to the maskana, there was one opinion that a shvu b'machshov is chal. There's a brisa that seems to say not so. So the Gemara explains, I think Rav Sheshes there explains, no. If goma b'liba lahotzi b'sfasov, if he made up his mind he's going to say a shvu, and then he fumbles and he didn't pronounce it properly, so then you say that the shvu is not chal, because he had in mind to say a dibur. But if goma b'libo, period, he made up his mind he's going to accept the shvua b'leiv. Then one can argue the point and say that the shvua b'leiv is binding. If he intended to have a dibur, then the shvua b'machshava is not chal. But if he intended just to have a machshava, then the shvua b'machshava is chal. So one could be misalik the Rameir Arik Saifoche in the Gemara Mesoch Daf Samach, by simply saying, if a person would have a machshavas pigul, a machshavas psul, the machshava would also pass on the carbon. But if he has a mind to say it, so then Halacha says you have to have a dibur. Then when you need dibur, and he said two sentences one after the other, then you have this machlekes, whether it's post loshen rishon or af bigmar dvar avodah mitzvas. It's not necessarily such a hechrech to prove the point that Gesugya assumes beferish. That you need dibur, it could be because he planned to say dibur, but if he would not plan to have any dibur, could be that the machsheves psul b'machshava would have passed as well. It's interesting, the Mishnah Brura is always like the lachmer and everything, derech klal, really mekel. So he has in Hilchas Tzitzis, there's a machlekes harishayin, a machlekes taisis in the Rambam. Do you have to have lishmo when you tie the tzitzis on the beged? When you take the wool and you make it into strings to use for tzitzis, that the Gemara says has to be lishmo. So is it a kal v'chaymer? If that has to be lishmo, certainly when you tie it onto the garment, it certainly has to be lishmo. Oh no, maybe only making it into thread, taking the wool, making it into strings, that's the Gemara has to be lishmo. Tying it onto the beged does not have to be lishmo. Remember when I was a little, nafkimina, where they're cut, you can tie on tzitzis on a beggar. Remember when I was a little boy before bar mitzvah, my parents lived in Pennsylvania and they sent me to stay with my grandparents in New York. So my grandfather was a shamus in Rabbi Peretzky's Young Israel in the Bronx. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. I used to tie everybody's tzitzis in the shul. Nobody ever raised the issue. They didn't realize that the Farish in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't let a cotton tie, because if you need lishma, a cotton can't create lishma. There's a lot of badas can't create lishma. So the Mishnah Brura goes always l'chumer. So he says, when you tie tzitzis, we're machma, you have to do l'shma, and you have to have amira whenever you need l'shma, by get, and by sefer Torah, and by fill, and everything needs l'shma. So he says, you have to have dafka amira before you tie the tzitzis. That's the proper thing to do. So it's interesting, when the Mishnah Brura was published, so the Chafetz Chaim felt that he needed haskamas. So one of the rabbanim, he has a few rabbanim, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, gave a haskam, a few other prominent rabbanim gave haskamas. So one of the rabbanim who gave a haskam obviously didn't read everything that it says in the Mishnah Brura. He has in his shaylus a tshuvas, I think it's called Bnei Tzion. He has a whole tshuva. No one ever said such a thing. That's impossible to say. That when you cite tzitzis, you have to have amira, that it should be lishma. That's out of the question. Nothing to discuss. He was one of the people who gave a haskama on the Bilski Rav. He was one of the people who gave the haskama on the Mishnah Brura. Obviously, he didn't read every Sivkot in the Mishnah Brura. He didn't know exactly what it said there. Rab Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam a discussion of the Tur about whether you need Amira to create Lishmo. So he points out, the Achrayim point out a bit of an apparent contradiction in the Tur in Chelek Yerideya, in Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Torah writes when you do the ibud of the Sefer Torah, so you should have ibud lishma. So you should say amira in advance. You should say you're doing the ibud lishma. When you do the ksiba Sefer Torah, you should have amira, because it was chashish for this opinion, and you need davka amira. Then in a different siman in Hilchas Sefer Torah, a few simanim away, the Torah writes when you write the Shemus, Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, you should have in mind Shem Hashem, and it does require amira. So that's quite important. That it seems to be a contradiction. How come by the Shemus Machshav is sufficient, and by the Ibun and by the Ksiva Sefer Torah, there he requires the davka amira? So Abchaim has a suggestion in his Sefer. He raises the question, the lishma that you need when you write Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvokas, whenever you write the Zayin Shem Sheinim Chokim, what's the din over there? Is it a din that when you write a Sefer Torah, you need one level of lishma, and then when you write the Shem Hashem, you need another level, you need another lishma? There are two different lishmas, one lishma for Shemus, and one lishma for the Ksiva, and one lishma for the Ibud. Oh no, maybe the Ksiva Sefer Torah, the lishma for Ksiva Sefer Torah is the same on the whole Sefer Torah. On the Shemus and on the rest, everything is the same. It's a different word. Every Shem Hashem, let's say the word Elokim. Elokim, a lot of times appears in Tanakh, meaning Avodah Zarah. Elim Acherim is Avodah Zarah. So that's not Kodesh. Or it says, V'nikah Baal Ba'aseh Elohim, that's Chomesh. That's not Kodesh. Even Yudkei Vavkei, the Rambam in the Mor in the Bucham points out, even Yudkei Vavkei appears by Pesel Micho in connection with Avodah Zarah. That's surprising. And the other words also, Shin Dalad Yud, if you just write, it could mean Sedei Chemed. When the Sedei Chemed put out a Sefer, they all had a Taina. How can he use Sedei Chemed? How can he print the Sefer with Shem Hashem? So they insisted when he reprints the second printing, he should put in the Kudus. So it says Sedei, a Shiva and a Sin. So you shouldn't think that it's Shin Dalad Yud Shem Hashem. So every one of the Zayin Shemes, Shem Chokim, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, is sometimes Chol and sometimes Kodesh. So Rav Chaim suggests maybe the Torah means to say you don't need a lishma. It's not a din. When you tight sitzes, we're machmir, you need lishma. When you write a get, you need lishma. When you write a sefer Torah, you need lishma. There is no din when you write Shemus, you need lishma. When you write a sefer Torah, it's one lishma in the whole sefer Torah. But when you write Shemus, to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, you have to have machshava. The machshava is kaveh that this is a shem Kodesh as opposed to a shem Chol, because each one of the zayin shem sheinim chokim could be that it's really Chol. So that depends on the Kavanas Agavra. But it could well be that for that, since it's not really a din of lishma, so that's perhaps why the Torah didn't require Amir. Maybe that's why he holds that it's sufficient with Machshava. The Gemara has a klal. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. V'yom tzavos alahakrev is korbanim. The all the avodas have to be done by yom. It's not really exactly all the avodas have to be done by yom. Haktoras haemurim can be done by laila. In Chosim in this game, you can do Nisach Hayayin can be done by laila. There are many avodas that can be done by laila. So the klal is that the dalet avodas adam have to be done by yom. The shchita kabbalah halacha zvika, that has to be done by yom. And in the korban mincha we mentioned, the Gemara in Sota quotes of Tosefta, that by every mincha there are four avodas that are parallel to the dalet avodas adam. So those also have to be done by yom. All avodas adam have to be done by yom. So the here in the neighborhood, you have the Broyers community. They duchen by nila. And in the days of the Rishonim, they write nobody duchens by nila, only in Frankfurt. And they all complain. How can they duchen by nila? It's the middle of the night. There's no duchening by laila, as it says in the Rishalmi in the end of Tainus. The Mishnah is talking about how many times they duchen in the course of the day. So it says you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. So many Rishonim say you don't duchen by Ma'ariv because Laila, because you can't duchen by Laila, because duchening is like an Avoida. That's the Gemara Pesachim. Duchening is compared to an Avoida. An Avoida is a carbonus, has to be dafke done by Yom. So they ask the Kasha and the Minik Frankfurt, the Magen Avraham quotes, how can they do that? And earlier, the Maharil quotes the Kasha. How can they do it? So the Maharil suggests the Teretz. He says, Ver zokt, that duchening is compared to Avoida Saddam. It's an Avoida, and maybe it's like the other, all the Avoidas need Kohanim. It's like one of the other Avoidas. There is no halacha that every single Avoida in the world needs Dafke Bayom. Only Avoida Saddam. So maybe duchening is compared to the other Avoidas. That's the Teretz that the Maharil gives. First he asks the Kasha, and everybody quotes the Kasha. And then the next line, he gives a Teretz in one line. that maybe duchening is an avoda, but it's not compared to the avoda sadam. The Shagasari has a sefer on tainus. The Gvura Sari has a very fascinating style. He disagrees with everything. Whenever Rashi and Tosfos add one word onto the Gemara that doesn't say in the Gemara, he disagrees. He gives an alternate shot. Disagrees with everything. Rashi on tainus, not by Rashi. Okay, Tosfos is probably not one of the regular Balei Tosfos either. He disagrees. At the last piece in the Gvura Sari, he starts to write, he's going to farem for the Kasha against the Minig Frankfurt. Why there's nothing wrong with duchening by Nila, duchening by Laila, and then the Ksav Yad is missing. So I'm just guessing, I imagine that's probably the teretz that he gave. Probably said the same teretz as the Maharil, that the only thing that's not acceptable by Laila is the Avodah Saddam. The other Avodahs would be kosher. When you speak about Karbonas, so we divide different Karbonas. We distinguish between Karban Yochid, Karban Sibo, Karban Shizmana Kavua, Karban Shainzmana Kavua. You have other differences. You have the Mishnah has a Machlekes Hatanoim and Zvachim and Daf Memhemer Aleph. What about Kochi Akum? A Nochri donates a Karban to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Nochri can donate whatever is Boba Nedr and Adova. The Nochri can donate whatever is only Boba Chayva. So the Nochri only has Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He's not Mukhiv to bring a Pesach, a Chatos, and Oshom. So he cannot, it's not Bobin Edwin Adoba, so he cannot volunteer that. But whatever is Bobin Edwin Adoba, no, he can volunteer. So the Tanoim have a Machlek, Sabshim and Rabbi Yossi, is there a fundamental difference between Kochi Yakim and Kochi Yisrael, or is it all the same thing? And then the Mishnah says, all Machlek is only is by Medvah Mambor, by Kochi Mizbeach. Because by Kochi Mizbeach, the one on whose behalf the Korban is offered, he's the Bala Korban. A Kochi Berek HaBayis, it's not offered on someone's behalf. So once the Nochri donates the money, the $1 million to the Berek Abayis, so it's the same as Kochi Yisrael. So of course there's a din of Me'ila, as all the regular din. But by Kochi Mizbeach, that's Kochi Yakum. So that's the Machloikas Hatanoim. Whether it has the exact same din, we pass them or not. We pass a Kochi Yakum, there's no din of Me'ila. You're not Chayat Pigol. I said, Tommy, a lot of the dinim don't apply. Of course the Gemara has a difference, the Mishnais have differences between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. That Kochi Kochim needs Sofim, the Avodah has to be done by Sofim. Kochi Kochim have a din of Me'ila, Kochim Kalim don't have a din of Me'ila. The Mishnais have, if you have Kochim Kalim, let's say a Shlomim, a Toida, Pesach, a Bchor, Meister is Kochim Kalim, so there's no din of Me'ila. The Mishnais have Loi Nehenim, Loi Moilim. You're not allowed to get Hanoah, Lachatchil, it's also to get Hanoah, but if you did get Hanoah, so there's no penalty, you don't have to bring Kerem Bechaymish Yoshom. You don't have the penalty. That's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. When it says leinenim, there's an isa me'ila, is that the raisa or the rabbon? Big machlekes. Half of the Rishonim hold that the whole isa me'ila to begin with is only the rabbon. It's hard to understand. Rav Soloveitchik, I remember, said in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that it's inconceivable. It's impossible that it should be the rabbon. How can that be? Kachim kalam abad, it's an isa de raisa. The din leinenim means that the penalty of Mila doesn't apply. The Kerem Chaimish V'Yashim doesn't apply. But the Issa should certainly be an Issa Deraisa. But half of the Rishonim did conceive of it. Half of the Rishonim understood that the Mishnah says, L'Nenim L'Moylem, the L'Nenim is only Mid the Rabbanim, it's not Menatur. There are other differences also between Kochi Kochim and Kochim. Every carbon has a Mokim in his mind. If you take the carbon out of its Mokim, it's Nifsal B'Yoytzeh. So Kochi Kochim, the Mokim is more restricted, the Mokim is the Azor. And Kochim Kalim, the Mokim is the whole Yerushalayim. Then and there's a Zman also. Every carbon has a Zman. If you leave it over past the Zman, it's Nifsal Belina. So you can't eat it. So Kochi Kochim, the Zman is Yom Belayla. The Rabbanim is Yom Belayla Ad Chatzos, Menater is Yom Belayla. And Kochim Kalim, most of the Kochim Kalim have a Shlomim, have a Shnei Yomim Belayla Echot. The Mishnah has in Zvachim that Emuri Kochim Kalim have the same status as Kochi Kochim. I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shiur every Tuesday night in Moriah. So he said on one occasion he was discussing in the shiur the machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban and Bava Basra Daf Pei. The Gemara says Higdish Bor v'Nismalei Mayin, Amagdish a Bor, and then it belongs to Hegdish, and then it rains and the Bor gets all filled up with water. So the Gemara says there's no Me'ila in the Mayin. If someone will drink the water, someone will take the water for himself, he won't have a din of Me'ila v'Hegdish. Why not? So there's a machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. So Tosfos says, because Hegdish is not kind of with the Kinyachotz. why is Hekdesh not kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer? So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes an Adam Gadol, a Rebbe of his, who suggested, Lashem Horetzim Lord, the whole world belongs to God. So if you're going to say Hekdesh is kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer, so there can't be any Hefker anywhere in the world. Whatever is Hefker, Hekdesh is going to be kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. Okay, maybe that's the beer, whatever the beer is. So Tosfos holds that Hekdesh is not kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. That's why the Aguda says, based on that Tosfos, that the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyad. So just like the Hekdesh is not kind of a Kinyan Chotzer, so a Shul is also not kind of a Kinyan Chotzer. So if you, mind, if you find money in the Shul, and you assume, oh, the Masel Mashm is Bikisa B'chol Shah B'shah, so whoever lost the money probably was the Siyayish already, so it no longer belongs to the original owner, the one who lost it. So is the Shul kind of? You have to put the money, you have to give the money to the Gizbar and the Shul. So the Aguda says, no, it's not necessary to. The Magen Avraham quote this Aguda. Ilchas Beis HaKnesses, one who Moitzei Mois with Beis HaKnesses can keep it because the Beis HaKnesses is not kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer, just like Hekdesh is not kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. And many Achreinim point out that not everybody agrees to that because the Ramban works on the same question of Tosfos. Why should the din be like that Hekdesh Borim in Ismali Mayim? Why is no Mehila on the water? So the Ramban doesn't say what Tosfos says. Hekdesh is not kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. He says Hekdesh is kind of. But there's no me'ila, there's only me'ila if something had Kedushas Peh. If the thing never had a Kedushas Peh, so there's no me'ila. See, Hekdesh was kinda with a Kinyan Chotzer, so there's no me'ila. So Rav Soloveitchik, one of the Shurim of Maria, mentioned this from the Ramban. So he said, as he was walking out of, he said, told us in Yeshiva the next day, as he was walking out of the Shir, so there was a Yeshiva Bacha there, so he asked him a Kasha, that the din is, a Bchor is Kodesh Me'elof. Bchor is Kodesh Me'rechem. Even if the Bala Behemah is not Magdash, it's Kodesh Me'elof. So Bchor, so the Yeshiva Bachar asked, you mean there's no din of Ne'ilah on Bchor? Because it's Kodesh Me'elof, there's no Kedush Aspeh. So Rav Soloveitchik went back, he said, he answered the guy, Bchor is Kodesh Me'elof, he said, there's no Ne'ilah, there's nothing to discuss. So the Yeshiva Bachar said, okay. He didn't realize that. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the teretz that I gave him was a false teretz. Because there's no meila on the Bchor, on the rest of the Bchor, but on the Emurim, Lachas Rikas Adam, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim have the same status as Kachim Kachim. That's the Mishnah Zvachim, in Perakal HaTadr. Emurim, Kachim Kalim are called Kachim Hashem. They do have the Yotzei, the Nifsol, the Yotzei, to take out of the Azara. And it has this Zman of Yom V'Layla. It doesn't have this Zman Shnei Yom V'Layla. Let's say Emurim of Ishlamim do not have the same Zman as the Shlamim. It has the Zman of Kachim Kachim, Yom V'Layla. Has the makam of Kachi Kachman. There is a din of Me'ilam. So he said, the Yeshiva Bacha had a real good kasha, and what I told him was not a real teretz, but he didn't realize that the teretz that he gave wasn't true. I thought that the kasha was not a kasha. I thought that what the Ramban meant to say was something totally different. The Ramban didn't say that you need dafke kedushas peh in order to have Me'ilam. If you have a bchor with the Emurim, you can have. Ramban said a different thing. If Hekdesh owns Mom and Hekdesh, when no one did a Hakdasha, Hekdesh is kind of with a Kinyan Chotzer, it's a secular Kinyan. I can be kind of with a Kinyan Chotzer also, I'm not Hekdesh. So if Hekdesh is kind of with a Kinyan Chotzer, it's a secular Kinyan. So it's Mom and Hekdesh, but it doesn't have any Kedushas Hekdesh. A Pchor, of course, has Kedusha. Pchor is a carbon. Carbonus, of course, they have Kedusha. So most of the Pchor is Kachim Kalim. The Emurim Lachas Rikas Adam. Kochim, kochim. Of course there's going to be a din of Mila. The Ramban didn't say halacha that there's never any Mila unless you have Kedushas Peh. The Yeshiva Bacher, or everybody, is misled because the Ktzais adds on a word. The Ktzais has a comment based on this Ramban that you need Kedushas Peh in order to have Mila. You can understand the opinion of Rab Shimon and the Mishnah and Zvachim and Daf Mem Hei that the Tanoim had a machlokes is the Mila b'kochim Yaakov. If a nochri is magdash a carbon shlamim is a kachim kalim, a carbon oila. A nochri is magdash a carbon oila, so will it have meila or not? So we pass and there's no meila. So the Ktzai says, why? So he says, the answer is because you need kedushas peh, and Rab Shimon holds has to be kedushas peh Yisrael. That's why there's no meila. So the pashtus says that it's not correct. Rab Shimon doesn't mean to say like that. Shimon learns that from a pasuk, it's a different din. If the bala carbon is a nachri, it's a lower level of a carbon. That's why it's not because you need kedushas pei Yisrael. You don't need kedushas pei Yisrael. A carbon is a carbon. You don't need. The Ramban just meant to say if there's no kedushas pei, no one was ever magdish it. It's mom and hegdish, but it doesn't have kedushas hegdish. So there's no din of mila mom and hegdish. It's an isa gezel. It's a secular isa gezel. It's not the holy din of mila behegdish. It's hard to give an introduction to Kachmi. You don't know where to begin, you don't know where to end. But we better end. So I wish everybody continued Hatzlach and learning Seder Kachim.
Thank you, Rav Schefter. We invite everyone for an early Oneg Shabbos downstairs on the second floor. You go down the stairs just right here. Maariv is at 10 o'clock in the base medrash. If you have not returned to campus in many years, this is our brand new citadel of learning called Gluck. If you'd like to tour it either tonight or another night, please, we'd love to show you. And welcome home. Enjoy.